Have you ever heard of a worm around here called a nightcrawler?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
That's a bait too. Man, you run like a snake.
Is that right?
You jump. You dig him up, he outrun you. He ain't mighty fast.
Do people around here ever refer to a kind of worm called a wiggler?
That's just plain old earth one, wiggler. He won't do nothing to wiggle, but that nightcrawler, he's gonna run.
Yes. Well, what do you use? What's the best bait for catfish?
Well, a lot of people use shrimp, and they got another catfish bait. Smell worse than the devil. Catfish or bite. It's some kind of charlie.
Catfish charlie?
Catfish charlie.
I know what you're talking about. That stuff's rough.
You ain't joking. I never used any of that stuff. I've been around people that did use it. I don't care too much about it.
Well, I can't keep it on my hook.
And you got to dog it up real hard to make it stay on your hook.
Have you ever heard some people mixing it up with flour and all that kind of thing to try to keep it together?
Sure has. They call that dough ball.
I just haven't had any luck with that at all. I usually use chicken liver, chicken thin like that.
Mm-hmm. That's good bait.
Do you have any, where I'm from, some places in Alabama around the dams, they talk about the catfish getting really big, like up around close to 100 pounds. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard any places around here?
Yes, a doctor caught one up in, above Oxford. And live up there, I forget the name of it now, but he weighed 75 pounds. And he hung on him. Other way, he had a big sized minnow on the hook. And that catfish got that minnow. Swallowed it. A 30 pound test line. And he landed that fish with that 30 pound test line.
But it took him a while.
It did take him about an hour to land it. But he had done swallowed that hook good, and it didn't tear out. But he had enough fish. At that time, we used to have a big staff meeting here. We had doctors from all over the state. And we had enough fish to feed all those doctors, and then had plenty of fish to give away.
When a catfish gets that big, does it affect the taste of it?
Well, it do. It's not good. The meat's cold and it don't taste the best in the world.
It looks real funny. I've seen pictures of people who go fishing for those great big catfish, and the poles that they use aren't much longer than that.
That's right.
And they're real thick.
Mm-hmm.
I guess to give them leverage or something.
That's right.
Have you ever gone after one of those big ones?
No, the biggest thing I've caught was 8 pound bear. I caught an 8 pound bear one night. That's the biggest one I've ever caught.
That's pretty good size.
Yeah,
that's
a pretty good size bear. I caught several weighing 7 pounds, 6 pounds, like that.
Mm-hmm.
But this year I hadn't caught a big fish at all.
Talking about animals, what about this kind of bird that's able to see in the dark? What do you call him?
Owl?
Yes. Do you have different kinds?
Yeah. I have a spring owl and a hoot owl.